Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. A big happy New Year's. Happy New Year's Eve to all our guests and listeners out there. We have a fantastic young man on the program, and he'll be our final show of 2022 before we flip the script and head into 2023 with more draft coverage. But it's none other than the standout from Ball State, Nick Jones, fabulous young player. He's going to make his way to Las Vegas for the East-West Shrine Bowl. He was also second team Mid-American Conference. And for you who don't understand that one, we'll just simply say second team All Mac. Fabulous career, Nick. Welcome to the program. How's today treating you, my friend?
It's going good. You know, this is my last little downtime and stuff before I get to go train. So it's something cool, I guess, I get to do while I'm relaxing.
it's going to be a whirlwind. It's going to be a crazy next few months. But this is what I assume that you've dreamed about, and now you're so close to acquiring that dream. Was football your favorite sport from the get-go, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days? Were you the guy that was better than everybody else?
Yeah, football was always kind of natural to me. Like, Little League, I picked up on it easy because, like, you know, if you actually know what you're doing, you know, at, like, age 6, 7, 8, you already got a little advantage, you know, over the average kid. Most of it's just kids running around. But, like, I was always pretty athletic. I wasn't, like never really, like, bigger than anybody. I was always pretty fast. I say I was small, you know, like middle school, and I kind of just easy because I hit a growth spurt in high school, and then now we're here.
And now we are here. So I'm curious, I assume you probably played multiple positions growing up. You being the better athlete, I'm sure you had the guy or had the ball in your hands most of the time. When did you start to find yourself being that premier defensive back, that premier defender?
That didn't really come to, like, between my junior year of high school. So, I kind of had a regular football journey. You know, I played freshman, and I played JV. And, you know, you undersized. It's not as organized. You're playing out of position a whole lot. I'm playing, like, whatever. Like, I thought, you know, I had the whole receiver dream. Little League, I was a quarterback, but I never threw. You know, Little League, they just want the ball in the hands of the fastest kid. So, it was really, I'd say, it was like a track practice. Going into my junior year, it was like summer right after my sophomore year. And, you know, we working out and stuff. And I was kind of growing in. Arms was always kind of long. But, you know, in my mind, I had these receiver dreams. But, you know, we just had a little workout. It was like the beginning of the summer workouts, football. We just had a coach ask me, like, you know, you got a good frame and all that stuff. Like, you ever play, you know, corner? You play any DB? And I'm like, no, I play receiver. But I went to a school where, like, we loaded with athletes. Everybody a receiver. Kind of just like, well, just give it a try. We'll try your hand at DB. Not even like to practice, just to train. So that whole summer I was working out with it. And I didn't even like start at the beginning of like my junior year of high school. Like I was like dying back or something like that. Like we had a lot of practice for high school team, but like I wasn't even, you know, I was like a rotational guy, kind of getting in the nickel. And a couple games in, you know, some guys got hurt. Some guys weren't playing that well. Man. I was in the nickel, and I was playing real good, and I ended up starting on the outside the last couple games. And I kind of really just didn't look back from there. I figured if this is what I was going to do, then this is what I'm going to do.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Nick Jones here on the C2P talking a little NFL draft and finding out what this young man brings to the next level. And you arrived at Ball State. When we bring guys on the program, I think when you get those freshman honors, time as a true freshman, I just think that speaks volumes. Coming out of high school and being able to step on the big stage, you were the 2019 Ball State John Hodge Award winner, and that goes to the most outstanding freshman. Can you just take us through what was it like leaving high school, stepping onto a college campus, and establishing yourself so quickly?
It really was a mixture of, like, you know, going with the flow, everything moving fast and learning patience. Like, I came in, you know, expecting to compete. That was always, like, the main thing for me. Like, I'm going to be, just be undeniable, regardless of whatever the role they give you. You know, they got to give you one, regardless of what it is, because somewhere in there I fit. So it was really just, you know, establishing myself. Like, I could always go. Like, I was one of the faster guys on the team, like, from the time I showed up. So it was turning into coverage. You know, I was small. I was young. I was 17. So it was a lot of learning. It was a lot of learning and a lot of patience. We had guys, you know, that could just do more. You know, they had been established. They had built their body up, their body of work. You know, at that was already kind of established, set in stone. So it was just finding your role, you know, finding where and then just trying to maximize your role. So once I early on, you know, they were giving me an opportunity. Like, look, like they told me, like, around the end of camp, you know, my freshman year, tell your mind right, you know, buckle up, ready to go, because you're probably going to play. Really don't know to what extent, but then, like, I'm, once again, like, I'm in a dime, like, running with the ones in the nickel, but if God gets hurt, I'm talking about first quarter of the first game. And from then on, it was like, you the one nickel. Got another guy goes down, because we had an all-conference guy above me. Like, he was the best corner in the MAC. He goes down week 10. You know, I'm starting in nickel at the time. He goes down week 10. I start the last two games. So it was always just, when your number's called, you know, like, in camp, you know, like, I always, if he was going against other freshmen, like, I made it a habit, you know, to win, just to stand up, throw you in with the ones, you get a chance, you know, make plays, you make the plays, you just stick. I had to learn a lot. It definitely wasn't easy. Because you had to trust that, like, yeah, you know, they think you're good enough to play and you got talent, ability, but you also still got so much to learn. You kind of got to – it's a mix of, like, taking what they give you and forcing them to give you a little bit more. And I think that was where I came to terms with that my freshman year. I humbled myself quick. I say that's what you got to do.
Excellent. Well said. Well said, Nick. Well said. That Shrine invite, where were you, and were you expecting it? Were you surprised? And just your adulation afterwards.
Okay, so I had been contacted by Galco, like, I said maybe a week, 2 weeks before I officially got the invite. Just, you know, he reached out. You know, I had some people reaching out to him on my behalf. He reached out to me, and he just, have you gotten anything, you know, from your school from me? And I'm like, no, I haven't heard anything. Got any, and, you know, we still had two games left to play after that, like, right after second to last game. So he just told me, like, all right, you know, we're going to talk soon, you know, this and that. I heard good things about you. Just want you to keep doing your thing, stay focused. So I said, okay. A week goes by. You know, you play the last game. I'm like, you probably give me a call another day. I text him, you know, later in the week. We set up a call, but, like, we just lost the game the day before. So I'm on the road actually coming home. And, you know, I'm all bummed out or whatever. And he calls me while I'm in the car. And, like, he lets me know, you know, I'm about to call around this time. Well, he calls, and I know right there, like, well, you're not calling me to tell me I didn't get it. So when he called me, it was like, I was excited. Because that was something that I was talking to about guys. Like, when I was debating on, you know, coming out or staying in school and stuff, I told myself, okay, well, I have a, you know, everybody don't really know, but I got a decent idea out of league season. And just, I guess, you know, the more doors I get in, the more things I get, that's just
right.
More of the league saying they want to see me more. So I was head over heels. You know, I watch the game growing up every year, and I watch the senior balls and this and that stuff. So it don't always feel real knowing that, like, you know, you check the list of guys that's going, and I'm on it. But it definitely was surreal.
That's excellent stuff. And for you, this is your program. We want to showcase you and show you in the best light. When you arrive at the Shrine Bowl, or when these scouts are breaking down tape of Nick Jones, what do you think they're going to love about you? I like to say that these are your hallmark home run abilities. They're going to pop off the tape, or they're going to want to know you more and bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
Just my versatility. You know, I got size. I got length. I make windows tight. Like, I feel like every time you watch me, even like catches I give up, this is the opportunity. You know, the windows are small. I think I pride myself on that. I'm real sticky. I cover anybody type, big, small, fast, tall. It really don't matter. I've been in a slot. I tackle. I think they just see a complete corner, you know, with a lot of room to grow, too, just because, like, I haven't had, you know, what a lot of guys have had, you know, and I'm in the MAC, and we done went through I don't know how many corner coaches, and I found one, like, this year, and, like, and we stuck last year, really. And I'm like, you know, I'm easily, like, it's not even maybe going to pop up on film, but it's just somebody, like, I'm easy to coach. You can put me anywhere. I execute anywhere. I feel like no job is too big, too small. Like, I'm going to do it. I think that's what they're going to see, really.
Awesome. And how about this one? What goes unnoticed? I mean, you could be a team captain, a weight room warrior, film junkie. Maybe some of the defensive schemes didn't allow you to showcase certain skills because you just weren't acquired or, you know, they didn't want you or didn't ask you of it. Is there anything to add along that help you fall in the good graces of these NFL personnel folks?
I'm just a sponge. You know, I think that's something like you're not going to see it on film. You kind of got to come around and ask, but I'm a sponge. I learn from everything possible. I pick up things from everybody around me just because this off observation. You know, you never know what watching and truly studying something that somebody can do for you. So I always think that took me far. This is like, that's not something that's going to pop up on tape. I think the tape looks good because that's who I am. But, yeah, I just always been a sponge. You know, you put the stuff in front of me, I get it done. That's just always what's made me who I am. So I think that's something that's going to keep me going where I'm going.
Excellent. Once again, Nick Jones, Ball State, DB here on the C2P. If you miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to download. Nick, we're closing in on the final minutes of the program. Again, we appreciate you sharing your time on New Year's Eve 2022. But outside the game of football, let's kind of take it to a different level. How do you enjoy spending your free time? What are some of your other hobbies and interests besides being a fabulous defensive back?
I like time at home. So I got a lot of siblings. So, like, I don't really get to – it's kind of like what I do, like, at school because I don't really get to be around them, you know, because I got so much time and whatnot at school. So I, like, I spend a lot of time, like, with my siblings. Like, we leave out, we go do whatever. Like, I'm a big, like, food guy. If you could point me somewhere good to eat, I'm going to go. Like, that's just my thing. Big food guy. I like to – even if it's not for no, like, actual reason, I just want to go eat. Or I like to get dressed. I like clothes. I've always been kind of into clothes. So now, you know, you get to school, you get a little bit of money. You kind of actually get to choose how you want to spend it. Like, I always, you know, like clothes. Like, but I actually like the idea, like, looking up styles and this and that, you know, and just knowing what looks good on me, whatever. Like, I take a piece out of everybody book. Like, that's always been big to me. I always like that. So, I mean, like, me and my teammates, you know, at school, we go eat and stuff. We go to the mall. We shop together. We do stuff like that. Like, we do little stuff that, you know, we all enjoy to do. So, I guess, I don't know, personal time, because I don't get too much of it. So, I like to just get around, you know, the people that's close to me.
Awesome stuff. And we're going to wrap it up. We call it three and out. A few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, I do. Come on.
All right. Now, this first one, that Ball State coaching staff, what coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you got caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
I couldn't probably say one particular coach because it was kind of like a culture thing, but, like, just walking. Like, at least if you, like, especially if you play defense, like, they hate any walking from station. I'm talking about, like, you walk from any, and they just get loud, and they just, you just hear it. And it's a culture thing. Like, it don't matter what coach it is. Like, we're moving, you know, from station to station regardless. And that's kind of like almost any program, but there, walking, no, terrible. Or, like, setting your helmet down. Taking it off is one thing, but, like, set it down, leave it, no. Like, they'll be quick. It wouldn't even be, like, lose their mind, but it's like, who helmet is that? Like, you can't even set it down for, like, a second. Get something out your eye. Like, don't ever set your helmet down.
And now you said you do take your fashion to heart. You put some pride in how you dress. So how about this one? Are you a better singer or are you a better dancer if you're in your best clothes?
Nah, I'm really no good at singing. So it's definitely I wouldn't even call it like fashion. I just think I got a real, like on me, like in particular. Like I could see somebody else or something, I'd be like, yeah, I can see myself wearing that. And then I, you know, switch it up a little. But I like I can just, I don't know. I say more that, though, than singing. I'm no good at singing. I like to pretend I can, but I can't.
Excellent. And then the final one, and I'm glad you mentioned food as one of your hobbies. Draft weekend, draft week, if you will, when you're waiting to hear your name come off the board, you're surrounded by your family, your friends, Nick. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as you celebrate this next journey?
The best cook in my family is my mom. If it was, like, a ready-made dish, like, on site right after I get drafted, it'll probably be mac and cheese. Like, right there in the moment, like, man, I'm hungry. I want something. Like, if I couldn't go out, I'd definitely have mac and cheese. She, because she cooks whenever. So, you know, that's definitely my mom.
Awesome. Well, Mom, you're on the clock for mac and cheese. Nick, you are on the clock for this 2023 NFL Draft. Happy New Year to you. Safe travels out to Las Vegas. I want to make sure that I say hi to you while we're out there and you're doing your thing in front of all those NFL folks. But, hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
Man, yes, sir. I appreciate you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Nick Jones. He's standout Ball State defensive back, Shrine invite, and second team Mac. Fantastic young man and real tenacity to his game. I love this. And he mentioned it during the show, the versatility. I think that's the uniqueness about him. He shows so many facets of his game, and he's not afraid to tackle. He's a big guy in run support, but we know he's a hell of a defender when it just comes to mirroring and shadowing those receivers. But, again, if you want to learn more about Nick, check out the pod, and you're going to see him next time at the Shrine Game.
This has been a C2P exclusive.